that simple, but of course we know it isn't. Good morning, everybody. 1037, Jim Vaisich with you this morning. If you remember, I read a story yesterday about teenagers these days, well, some as young as 12 and 13 years old, texting the boys that they would like to, I hesitate to use this word, hook up with, texting them nude pictures and sometimes even texting them quick videos of them performing sexual acts, presumably on someone else who they do not want to be their boyfriend. I'm not sure I understood that one. So when it comes to family relations and teenagers and sex and you want to lump all that in together, there's only one person that you can call, and that would be Dr. Sandra Scantling, who I've known for quite some time. She is a certified sex therapist and licensed clinical psychologist. And not only that, ladies and gentlemen, correct me if I'm wrong, Sandy, the author of Extraordinary Sex, now A Couple's Guide to Intimacy, easy for me to say. Is that true?
Yes, that's right. And we're, hi, Jim, how you doing?
Good. And were I a couple, may I say, it would be the first book I would buy.
All right. And you know I'm writing for The Current now.
You are?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
But you know why I mentioned that is because you really read my mind. You are right on with this subject. It's the topic of my next column.
Is it really?
Yeah. I'm talking about teens and technology. But, you know, you are, again, your finger is right on the pulse of the problems that are growing and these issues of kids sending nude photos to each other. I mean, it's a problem on a lot of levels.
Well, first of all, what gives these when you, because I'm a little older than you, I think, but
aren't you sweet?
And you're a whole lot better looking than I am, may I say, too. And were I in high school, if I were in high school, I'd ask you to text me a picture fully clothed. But at any rate, but when we were in high school, we wouldn't even think of this.
No, we were scribbling photos on our on our spiral notebooks, and the technology wasn't there. I mean, you know what's going on. Everything seems to be possible, from streaming video to, I really even hesitate to tell you about, there are vibrators that are getting hooked up to, the little nanos. I mean, so there's a new
what?
System. I'm not even going to promote it because it's insanity. I mean,
what?
Oh, you didn't know this, did you?
So, I just found out the Pope has an iPod now.
It's called Oh My Bod. But we're not going to say anything more about it because no one's going to be able to figure out how to spell it and even Google it. But the problem here isn't so much that kids are using technology. It's that they're not, well, teenagers aren't known for being forward-thinking folks, right? I mean, we'll agree,
Man.
You know, driving, 90 miles an hour, drinking. And I'm not comparing this to that kind of level of dangerous.
Could be just as dangerous. Could be. Your life is on the line.
Kids are not thinking ahead, and they're not saying, where could this, are you willing, kids need to ask themselves, are you willing to know that, take the chance that this photo that you're sending will be distributed on the net. It may be distributed to folks that are adults who are perusing the net, as you know, pedophiles who are looking for this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It may be distributed to all kinds of other folks that are not intended to receive it. So there's two issues. One is, should anybody be receiving this stuff from kids? And it's not just girls, by the way. It's boys. Boys are sending pictures, streaming video of themselves, fondling themselves. They're sending this to the girls.
What?
And the girls are sending pictures to the boys. And the boys are charging to have other guys look at these photos. I mean, this is just, it's much larger than you think, the problem.
I had no idea. And, believe me, there also seems to be, and this gets into what I think is your specialty.
Yeah.
There also seems to be among younger and younger people,
right,
a willingness to shed their sexuality for any sexuality. In other words, boys who find other. We already know that all teenagers act in a sociopathic manner.
Yeah.
But one of the things we know about
many acted in an impulsive manner.
Yes, okay, impulsive. And but we all know that sociopaths see other individuals. They don't have relationships. They see them as toaster ovens.
Yeah,
and
they
when they're done,
guilt.
Right, when it's broken, they just throw it away.
Right.
But I'm getting the feeling that that's the kind of stuff we're seeing with teenagers, where boys will have sex with boys and girls will have sex with girls because they don't care. They're interchangeable. They're toaster ovens.
Well, obviously there's extremes in everything. This all starts off very innocently. A girl thinks, a boy thinks, you know, I'm just going to send a picture. But it can also be used to harass. You know, they know that you're with the boy's broken up with her, and now she's going to show him what he's missing. You know, it's funny. I see this all the time. I see teenagers. I see older folks. We're talking right now about teens, and it's important to make that distinction. Did you see the commercial on television of the guy who with his buddy at the bar, and he left his cell phone on the bar, and then he went to the restroom, and his phone rang, and the buddy picked it up, and there was a woman having a striptease. It was from the guy's wife. So he closed the phone. Guy came back from the bathroom, and his buddy says, "By the way, your wife called." Okay, so you know, I mean, adults are playing these games, but that's a different subject entirely. You know, what happens to adults, and we know adults don't have great judgment either, based on our governor in New York and others, or not my governor, but the governor of New York, ex-governor. So we understand that impulse and drive is a very powerful thing that causes people to do stupid things.
But Sandra, these
are kids.
This is the age. By the way, if you guys want to call in, Sandy does take phone calls. 522-9842, *9842, 1-800-966-9842. If you want to know what you could possibly do to sort of interfere and stop this kind of thing.
Right, we can talk about that, yeah.
Uh-huh. But I'll be more than happy to take your phone calls on that. Sandy, but yes, they have powerful impulses, but this is the age where we're supposed to be teaching our children and our teenagers, but in life, in a society, there are boundaries.
You are so right. And what's wrong, Jim? What is going on with boundaries? You're right. Is this about exhibitionism, narcissism? Is it about exploitation? Is it about harassment? I mean, or is it just simply, listen, I'm sharing my photo with the guy that I love. Don't make such a big deal out of it. Bodies are beautiful.
Oh, man, if I hear that one more time.
Let's all go naked and run crazy in the street.
Sandy, do you remember college during the hippie-jippie generation when you and I were in college?
Yes.
And the girls would say, my body's beautiful. You shouldn't be ashamed to say it or something like that.
I mean, I think it's one thing to have pride and self-respect. I think it's another thing to lose all sense of judgment and to not think about the future and implications. I think it's a whole other thing entirely.
Not that I minded when they said that. May I say that?
But you know something, Jim? Cell phones are so erotic. You know, they're becoming more alluring and more erotic. And the iPhones are the perfect vehicle for sharing the streaming video. You know, we're going to see
the Dickens, you say.
There's going to be a lot more porn on the phone, Jim.
What?
There will be. There really will be. And so here, what do we do? You said it.
No, I want you to hang on to what do we do.
Okay.
So when we come back, people want to ask, what should we do? How can I find out if my kid is doing this kind of stuff? Here are the numbers. We're going to take a break. 522-9842, *9842, 1-800-966-9842. This looks like it's a 3.5-minute break. So you folks get on the line, and Sandy and I will be right back. Casey Chambers, the name of the song is Guilty as Sin, and you'll understand why I can't play the rest of it with a title like that. Sandy, I'm sorry, I couldn't resist. I picked out a nice part of the song, though.
Okay.
I like Casey Chambers a whole lot, and she tours with her dad and her brother, so you guys out there, don't even think about it. We're talking with Sandy Scantling, who, by the way, is a certified sex therapist, a licensed clinical psychologist, author of the book Extraordinary Sex Now, A Couple's Guide to Intimacy, and now a newly minted columnist for the Hartford Courant. Congratulations on that.
Thanks.
And we're talking about teenagers doing strange and unusual things.
Well, not so unusual.
Well, I guess not.
No?
Let's take a phone call. Let's go to Dave. Dave, say hello to Dr. Scantling.
Dr. Scantling, thank you very much for getting on. Jim, again, you got a great show.
Thanks, Dave. What's going on?
Well, I just, all I wanted to comment on was the fact that I think that this just shows more of the degradation of our society.
Oh, gosh.
When it comes to what, it isn't just kids, but, you know, what adults will do out in public as opposed, you know, behind closed doors.
Right, right. But it's not so much society. You know, we don't have to sort of shake our fist and say, you know, our world is coming to an end. But I do think that when it comes to underage kids, as Jim was saying, we have a responsibility to set appropriate boundaries. And the question is, how do we do that? You know,
do you have kids, Dave?
I'm sorry?
Yes, I do, Jim. Unfortunately, oh, I shouldn't say unfortunately, but I am divorced also.
Yeah.
And I've got a daughter that's 22, attends college in New Hampshire. My son is a senior in high school, and
if she were sending naked pictures of herself to a boyfriend or someone?
I couldn't tell you on the air.
Okay.
Dave, thanks for the phone call, Dave.
You know, so Jim, what do we do? I mean, we don't want to become police officers with our kids. We want to have a relationship with them so we understand and we can teach them consequences. I mean, that's really, you know, values, self-respect, and consequences. One patient's parent said to me, you know, wouldn't it be great if we could actually automatically make the parent's cell phone a CC address for all of the text messages and pictures that are sent?
Oh, that would be outstanding.
Yeah, it sounds like a good idea, but now, in addition to everything else we're doing, we're reading through all this stuff. So, I mean, it sounds like a good idea. I don't think the technology is there. Maybe it is. I'm not one of those techno geeks, so I don't know. But I do know that parents are worried about this, as we should be, and it's time, once again, to talk about how do we feel about doing this sort of stuff. Because you're raising it, and I bet a lot of listeners are saying, I didn't know this was going on.
You know, that was a shoot from the hip reaction, because I know exactly what you mean, and correct me if I'm wrong. As far as being CC'd on every time your kid gets an email, if you're in a situation where you have to be CC'd every time they get an email, the kids will find out about it, they'll figure a way around it,
right.
And then you'll think that they're fine and they're not. You've got to set the boundaries, not the cell phone.
Absolutely, as well as everything else that may cause our kids some harm, because they don't understand it. They think it's fun, it's peer pressure, it's going to be a goof. They really don't get it. That's why they're kids, and we're supposed to be the parents.
Well, we're supposed to be the parents. You and I have talked about this before.
I know.
And may I say, by the way,
yes.
You and I have seen this before.
Right.
Where the parents want to be the kids, older sister or older brother or something like that.
Yeah, we want to be friends. We don't want to do the hard work. And I'm sorry, you know, we both say this as parents. You got to do the hard work. I spoke to my 30-year-old daughter yesterday about.
Hey, yeah.
Who's doing well.
Sandy's daughter went to school with my daughter back in the day.
Yeah, isn't that great? Yeah. She's married and she's somewhere else now. She's in Greenwich and doing well with her husband, and I'm delighted and I can breathe a little bit better, but not yet, not entirely. I still say, did you eat? So I asked her about this last night because I knew we were going to talk about it in the morning, and she said, Ma, you know what? My friends don't do this sort of stuff, not 30 and up. So I don't know if that's true or it's just the circles. I don't know if your daughter, I mean, have you heard that?
Yeah, when I told my daughter about
this,
she said, well, in high school, she said she wasn't surprised. She could see it trending in that direction when she was in high school. But not now. Not at their age, no.
Not at their age.
Not only that, but I get the impression from her, and and she's getting married in December, by the way, Sandy.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. He's my best friend now.
Right.
I just get the feeling, Sandy, that... that these kids we set boundaries for them, and they actually see those boundaries, and they see the wisdom of them now.
And I think they will if we hang in there with them long enough. And you don't start now, you know, Jim. You start when they're little, and you teach them about right and wrong. And all you ask them are, you know, have you thought about this a little bit? I don't want to get heavy-handed and punitive with you, but let's think about this. What does it mean? What are you trying to accomplish? You're trying to get this guy or girl back. Is this the best way to do it? And what kind of trouble's around the corner for you?
Yeah, talk to the kids.
Let's have a conversation. I know it's not rocket science. It sounds so obvious. All the self-help people say it, but we don't do it.
I got to run, Sandy. Dr.
Jim, it's great talking.
Dr. Sandy Scantling, certified sex therapist, licensed clinical psychologist. Somebody wanted to get in touch with you, like maybe talk to you.
Yes, sure. And drsandy.com.
Drsandy.com. Dr. Sandy, thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jim. Bye-bye.
Bye.